they're not happy either. Recording. At least I got their names in English this year.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I step forward. So we've got Deloitte, Yen and Sao Yen from Deloitte.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The chairman of the board, Ms. Lai Yizhen, is on a business trip now and unable to present in the meeting. Per Article 63 in the Article of Association, one director present at the meeting can propose to elect another director to act as the chairman of the meeting.
各位早安，因为董事会主席赖以仁先生正在出差，无法出席本会议。按照公司章程第63条，在场董事可提名任一位在场董事担任会议主席。
我提议那个 Nagai-san 担任本次会议的主席。
I propose to elect Mr. Nagai to act as the chairman of the meeting. Please vote by a show of hands.
请董事举手不一。
Through the election, Mr. Nagai Michio is elected to act as the chairman of the meeting.
透过选举，永井先生被选为本次会议主席。
Welcome to the annual general meeting of Yokei Optical International Cayman Limited. Each shareholder should have received a hard copy of the notice of the general, for the annual general meeting. The meeting will be conducted in English and 普通话. The meeting commences now.
现在已经是上午10:00，欢迎各位出席京西国际开曼有限公司的股东周年大会。各位股东应该都已取得本次股东会的书面议程资料。本会议以英语及普通话进行。现在会议开始。
First, I would like to introduce to you our company's directors and guests on stage. Sitting in the middle is our company's executive director, Mr. Nagai Jio.At the right-hand side of Mr. Nagai is our company's chief financial officer and company secretary, Mr. Wu Zizhen. Sitting next to Mr. Wu is our company's non-executive director, Mr. Wu Shuping. Sitting next to Ms. Wu is our company's independent non-executive director, Ms. Jiang Xiangtai.Mr. Zhang Xiangtai is the Chairman of Audit Committee, Remuneration Committee, and Nomination Committee. At the left-hand side of Mr. Nagai is the company's legal advisor, Mr. Thomas Wu of Yowei Li. Sitting next to Mr. Wu is our company's auditor, Ms. Ren Shouxian of Deloitte Thomas. Sitting next to Ms. Ren is our company's independent non-executive director, Ms. Wang Yiqi.
首先让我介绍在座的嘉宾和本公司的董事。坐在正中的是本公司执行董事永井三区夫先生，在永井先生右手边的是本公司财务总监兼公司秘书吴子正先生，本公司非执行董事吴淑平女士，独立非执行董事江向彩先生。江向彩先生分别是本公司审计委员会、薪酬委员会及提名委员会的主席。在永井先生右手边的是姚里里律师行合伙人吴伟雄先生，在吴先生左手边的是金西国际的合数师德勤关黄成方会计师行合伙人任秀贤女士，以及董事王义奇先生。
Mr. Nagai is the chairman of the meeting. Now we would like Mr. Nagai to comment the meeting agenda.
Hello, everybody.On behalf of the board of the directors of the company, I welcome you to this annual general meeting. The notice of, of this meeting has been properly dispatched to all the shareholders. The required quorum is present. I announce that the meeting commences now.
大家好，本人代表本公司股东会感谢各位出席本次股东周年大会。现在时间是上午十时，本次大会的通知已妥善发出，而法定人数也已足够。现在宣布大会正式开始。
With your consent, I declare that the notice convening this meeting be taken as read. The notice was mailed to all the shareholders on 24th April 2014.
如果各位同意，本人将召集本次大会的通告当成已经宣读。该通告载于本公司已发给各位股东的日期为2014年4月24日的通函内。
Before we propose the first resolution of the meeting, please make sure that only the company's shareholders or their appointed proxies have verified their identities with our Hong Kong branch share register, Record Inspector Service Limited.Only these individuals will be entitled to vote on the proposed resolutions of the meeting and have their questions addressed.
在开始本股东周年大会的第一项议程之前，请确保在座的本公司股东或其受委托代表已经由本公司的香港股份过户登记分处卓家证券登记有限公司核对身份。只有符合出席会议资格的股东以及 受委托代表的才有权利在会议上投票及发问。
In accordance with Rule 13.394 of the Listing Rules, any vote of shareholders at a general meeting must normally be taken by poll. That is also included in the Clause 66 of our company's association. Therefore, all the resolution of this annual general meeting will be voted on a one-share, one-vote basis.Our Hong Kong branch share registrar, Record Inspector Service Limited, has been appointed as the scrutineer to count the votes of the shareholders.
根据上市规则第13.39-4条之规定，股东大会上股东所做的任何表决必须以投票方式进行。本公司章程第66条亦有相同之规定，因此本股东周年大会的决议案将以一股一票的投票方式表决，而本公司的香港股份过户登记分处卓家证券登记有限公司将担任此次会议的监票员。
For those eligible shareholders, proxies, and corporate representatives who have not yet received the voting form, please raise your hand.
如有任何股东委任代表或获正式授权代表公司出席本大会的人士未获派投票表格，请举手向监票员示意。
Chairman, point of order. Good morning. My name is David Webb, and for the record, I hope that you are recording this meeting so that the minutes will reflect the questions asked and the answers given. Can you confirm that is the case?
大家早安，我是 David Webb。
就是先告诉大家，这一场会议我会进行录音，所以相关的问题跟回答都会付费录音，所以想请问各位是否没有问题？
Is the company secretary here? Yes, Mr. Ng. Yes.
Yes.
Are you recording the meeting for the minutes?
请问你会录音吗？
I would do the recording, but the minutes will may not be reflect all question and answers in the minutes.
Well, how can
they? 我会录音，但是我那个所录音的东西不一定会在会议记录里面全部都呈现出来。
How can they be minutes of a meeting if they don't record what happened in the meeting?
The questions are irrelevant. We can decide whether that should be minutes.
如果所问的问题跟本次会议的决议案无关的话，我们会考虑是否要把它包含在会议记录中。
Who decides whether they're relevant?
那怎么决定是有没有相关？
I believe the board.
由董事会来决定。
Well, I'm recording this meeting as well. I'm sure other people are, so that we do have an accurate record.
他说我会录音，所以我相信就会大家都可以听到有相关记录。
Now my first relevant question is, could you please tell us? I know you mentioned Mr. Lai, it can't come today. What was the reason again?
Business trip.
Did he not know that we were having a general meeting? Did he not set the date as a member of the board?
Okay. 他说刚开始有说赖先生无法出席是因为出差的关系。那请问因为日期应该是事先就定好，难道他事先不知道吗？
He has just reason to tell us, of course, he was noticed that there's a general meeting here today. That's why he gives the reason.
他当然知道今天是要开股东大会，但是他有那个因为他之前就已经说了他要出差，所以他没有办法出席。
And I noticed he didn't attend last year either.
因为他然后我注意到他去年也没有参加。
What was the reason then? Do you remind me?
去年的理由是什么呢？
He also was occupied at the time.
Occupied by what?
Of course, I.
Central.
What business or related matter?
It seems like he doesn't place a very high priority on chairing this company. Perhaps the board should elect a new chairperson.
看起来赖先生没有把主席这个股东会当做一个最优先的事情。
We believe that the meeting we already fulfilled all the requirements. We have the quorum and we have the chairman now. We do not violate any rules, so we can proceed.
You can proceed. I'm just making the comment that it appears that our chairman does not place a high priority on attending the general meeting of shareholders, as he didn't attend last year either.It's not that he is critically ill or facing some family emergency, it's that he just found another business meeting which is more important than this business meeting.
我没有说这是违法的，我只是想要表达说这个议题，因为他并没有什么重大的疾病或是家人有什么问题，他只是有另外一个出差的行程比这个行程更加重要。
May I ask where is Mr. Liao Kuo-Ming, who did not attend last year either? Is he here this year?
我想要请问一下廖国明先生今天为什么没有来，他去年也没有出席，请问理由是什么？
廖先生呢，他因为这个身体比较不舒服，最近呢听说这个没有办法坐飞机，所以那一次也没有办法来。
Mr. Liao is still unwell, so he cannot take flight to Hong Kong, so that's why he is absent today.
And why was he absent last year?
那去年是因为什么而缺席呢？
I can't remember
the reason that year.
It's interesting, it's the same people absent. Last year, the only other person who was absent was Mr. Chow Chee Ming. What is his reason this year and last year for not being here?
I believe that.Thank you for the concerns first, and your comments are noted, and we will refer your questions to the relevant directors.
Well, did he tell you why he's not here, Mr. Chow Chee Ming?
我想我们现在已经了解你的 concern 了，但是我们现在会继续进行我们的会议，我们会将你的问题交给相关的董事来处理。
我想话一话咧，即系既然嗰啲董事咁忙。咁佢舊年又唔嚟，今年又唔嚟，咁多個都唔嚟，不如佢哋即係揾個請嗰啲會嚟嗰啲嚟啦，好唔好啊？
or some other ones.
嗱，即係有一樣嘢咧，就係好唔應該嘅，我想你翻嚟講啊。普通周年大會咧，時間啊，你哋定嘅日期，你哋定嘅地點，你哋定嘅，跟住全部啲嘢都係你哋定。咁我哋反為係被動，我哋都嚟咗啦。咁佢哋唔嚟，係咪先？係咪好離譜啊？
已經聽到你嗰個要求，對於嗰個董事個出席嗰樣嘢，咁我哋亦都會將嘢反映咧。咁明年咧，當然佢唔能夠出席有佢嘅原因。咁所以我亦都唔能夠監佢出席，所以我哋會反映你嗰個問題。
我知你唔能夠監佢出席，你就同佢講，有啲股東話，既然你咁忙咧，你就辭咗蒸氣，就揾另外一啲得閒做得嗰啲人嚟做離開。
Okay.
即係唔好話我好忙，你就爭住個位，但係你就唔嚟，咁你講唔通啊嘛，係咪先？
我接收咗你嗰個意見啦，咁我哋會跟住會去處理。
Okay, so we have 4 out of 7 directors, the same 4 as last year. Okay, let's move on.
My name is Chen. 根据你们年报28页，去年的 General Meeting七位董事之中有4位都没有出席，在2013年的 General Meeting， 这是你们年报上所记载。同样的，在今天的股东会也发生这样的状况。我是第二大股东，我都特地飞来香港参加。这么重要的 Meeting， General Meeting， 股东会 Chairman 不出席，廖国民先生不出席，周志明先生不出席，王先生您今天到了。但是去年的董事会您都不出席，我们为什么要付董事会的酬金？
那我跟大家来报告一下。
Could you translate the question?
I represent the second biggest shareholder ability, and my name is PC Chen. And in the page 28 of the annual report, it shows that there are only 3 directors.Present in the general meeting in 2013, which means 4 directors didn't present. And this year is also the same situation. And I, as the second biggest shareholder, I can fly here to Hong Kong, why the chairman or Liao Guoming doesn't present here today? Yes, so if they are not here today, why do we need to pay the remuneration?The directors.
And I believe that their shareholders have the same questions, and I already said that we will refer towards your concern to the directors so that they will, next year, I'm not sure, but I will definitely pass your message to the directors.
我相信其他的股东在场股东也可能有同样的问题，那我会将这个问题告诉相关的董事。但虽然我不能确定，但是我会把你们的问题都告诉董事。
Okay, is it okay to proceed? Okay. I believe that all the shareholder proxies and the corporate representatives have received the voting form. I will now proceed to the meeting agenda.
各位出席的股东及股东代表都应该已经取得投票表格，决议案将开始进行。
To set time, I recommended that the shareholder vote on the resolutions after all resolutions of the meeting have been read. Does anyone have any question?
而为了节省股东会进行的时间，本席建议于宣读所有议案后，再请股东一并填写各项议案的表决票。请问各位股东对会议进行的方式有没有任何问题？
If no questions, I now propose the first resolution.
既然没有问题，请自己宣读第一项议案。
The first resolution of the meeting is to consider the audit consolidated financial statement ended 31st December 2013, together with the reports of board and auditors. These reports have been included in 2013 annual report, which were
dispatched to shareholders together with the circular dated 24th April 2014.
本届股东周年大会所需处理的第一项议案是接纳及承揽本公司截至2013年12月31日止年度资金审核综合财务报表，连同董事会报告及核数师报告。这些报表及报告已经全部载于本公司2013年年报之内。该年报已于同日起2014年4月24日的通函寄发给股东。
If everyone agrees, I propose that the reports of board and auditors have been read.
如果各位同意，我将董事会报告及核数师报告当成已经宣读。
Shareholders may refer to resolution number 1 on page 18 of the notice printed in both English and Chinese mails to you on 24th April 2014. That is to receive and consider the audit consolidated financial statements of the company for the year ended 31st December 2013 together with the reports of the directors and auditors of the company. Thanks. Does anyone have any questions?
各位股东可参阅2014年4月24日公司寄发的股东会通函第18页第一项，也就是接纳及承揽本公司截至2013年12月31日止年度经审核综合财务报表，连同董事会报告及核数师报告，分别有中英文对照，谢谢。
Good morning, Chairman and members of the board who are present.My name is David Webb. I have a question on the balance sheet on page 32. First of all, just to establish the facts, the balance sheet says that we have bank balances and cash of approximately $119 million equivalent and no borrowings. So my question is...in which subsidiaries is this cash, and in which currencies, and in which jurisdictions? You can round to the nearest $1 million if you like.
大家好，我是 David Webb。我想问的问题是关于32页的 balance sheet。它上面写说我们的现金及相关货币是119 million 美金，没有现金，没有借款。那请问这些现金都是在各个哪一种货币，在哪一个国家呢？
Cash, mainly in renminbi and US dollars.
币别主要是人民币和美金。
You asked about the cash, which subsidiaries hold the cash. You know, this part is the internal matters we won't disclose here.
至于其他子公司是属于内部资讯，所以不公开。
Your answer on the breakdown of the foreign currencies, please, or the currencies of the cash.
请就是多少钱跟多少什么币别多少钱？
25 to 30% of the renminbi and roughly the 65 million, 65% are in the US dollar and the other the Japanese yen.
大约25 to 30% 是人民币，另外65% 大概是美金，其他是日币。
So sorry, 35% was in RMB.
65%.35% around the US dollar.
US dollars.
Yes. And 25 to 30% renminbi, RMB.
Right.
Yeah.
And the rest in yen.
Japanese
yen.
Yeah.
Now, how can that be? When if I look at page 57, it says that the foreign currency risk involves. It says the quote: the group is mainly exposed to a currency of Hong Kong dollars and Japanese yen. Close quotes.So,
在57页的时候，在外币那个风险的部分，主要他写说主要的风险是港币跟日币。
there is no mention of a large exposure to RMB. It's mainly Hong Kong dollars and Japanese yen.
并没有提到说有很大的是有关人民币的部分，就主要目前货币是港币跟日币。
So I think you must be wrong on that point, aren't you?
Hong Kong dollar only the little, and you know the Hong Kong dollar the follow to the US dollar the.
Yeah, our accounts are prepared in US dollars, so the perceived foreign currency risk would appear in non-US dollar currency, and specifically the accounts say Hong Kong dollars and yen. They do not say RMB. This implies that we do not have material amounts of RMB.
因为在上面写说，如果跟非美金相关的风险货币只有例如说日币，但并没有提到还有人民币，那所以表示说我们并没有很大笔大笔的。
再讲一次他的问题。
他的问题就是说，那个有关风险的部分，因为我们在五十七页外币风险表示有风险的部分是港币跟日币，但是并没有提到人民币的部分，那表示说是不是人民？应该不是，我们有很多的人民币。
人民币呢？因为这个工厂是在这个中国大陆，所以呢，发配这个员工的薪水基本上是必须要使用这个人民币的。所以我们不认为这个人民拥有人民币的货币是一种风险，因为它基本上本来就必须会使用到的。
Because our factory is in China and we will use renminbi to pay the salary, so that's why we don't think that renminbi will be considered in our currency, foreign currency risk.
那虽然呢，过去人民币呢有一段时间是贬值的，但是实际上在长期来看，人民币是升值的一个状况。
Although in previous period the renminbi is depreciate, but in a long term review, the renminbi is appreciation.
Right. So you think that the RMB is still going to appreciate, and you're holding cash in RMB for that reason.
所以是否你认为人民币还是会升值，所以你才会持续持有
呢？基本上。我们是的确是这样，重点不是说它会升值，所以才必须要持有，而是因为我们的工厂在中国，在中国发配给员工的薪水就必须使用人民币，所以呢，它是必须当然一定要有你的货币。
It's not about appreciation because our factory is in China, so we must use renminbi to pay our employees.
Yes, but your staff costs for an entire year are only 20 million US dollars, according to Note 8.You wouldn't need to hold more than about 2 months' salary in RMB. You might. I don't understand why you would have that much RMB on hand. And why isn't it mentioned in the currency risk in Note 6?
Because you mentioned the salary.
According to Note 6 of the accounts. Sorry.Given that the entire year's staff costs is 20 million US dollars, including directors, then why would we need to hold such a large amount of RMB?
Because the whole year's
Just when you look at the report of directors, the director will, on a regular basis, consider if there are any currency risks, as you just mentioned. And right now, for now, the board do not regard there's a currency risk at the board.
But at the year end, you're saying you held about 30% of our bank balances. That is to say, about...55 million US dollars worth of RMB at the year end. Because what, in that case, your accounts are false. Note 6 says the sensitivity analysis includes trade and other receivables, trade and other payables, and bank balances. So where's the sensitivity analysis on the RMB? Or did you not hold that much RMB at the 31st of December?
如果说我们的 货币大概有 30% 是人民币的话，那差不多等同于55个 million 的美金。那在我们年报中的敏感性分析里面，并没有提到人民币的部分，是否是在截止那个时间，我们没有这么多的人民币吗？
As said, the percentage we already mentioned, how much we hold in the bank account, but you regard that there should be a risk, or we should have done some sensitivity analysis for that. So for now, the board, as I said, do not regard this as a risk for now. But it seems that the shareholder have this concern, and this could be a risky business to hold that much.
Could I just ask the auditor to confirm, is the statement that she has made accurate, that at the end of December they had approximately 30% in RMB of the bank balances? You've verified the bank balances.
We did some audit procedures for the purpose of the audit. We did carry out the audit procedures. But in particular, the item, I guess it is not in position to express an opinion. Maybe I will work with Jeffrey to confirm something like that. So let Jeffrey
to confirm. Because this note doesn't reflect the sensitivity of that.
I am told that the board regards that right now, for now, the RMB is not as risky as you regard. So they do not regard this RMB like this. Well, as you said, you know, as risky as you think, but. We will consider. I mean,
but let's just be clear. This
is the board's decision to decide, you know, whether there should be some kind of hedging or, as mentioned in the director's report, for RMB. So right now we do not have any. The board do not think holding that much RMB is risky.
Right, I'm just trying to ascertain. I'm just trying to establish the facts, because you're entitled to your own opinions, but you're not entitled to your own facts. And these financial statements, which review the sensitivity to foreign currency risk, do not say anything about exposure to the RMB. You do mention Hong Kong dollars. You also mention the peg, which of course minimizes the risk against the US dollar in which we account. But there's no mention of the RMB, which is not pegged. But you are saying that not just now, but at the year end, we had about 30% of our cash in RMB.
This is functional currency, and the analysis we did here is for non-functional currency.
The auditor, please, can you confirm that this note number 6, is not about functional and non-functional currencies, it's about the group's foreign exchange position?
Well, I guess you understand that.
Is that the correct accounting standard that you should apply? I know that in note 22 you only look at functional currencies of subsidiaries. It's a different assessment. But in note 6, you should be looking at the group's non-US dollar positions, shouldn't we?
Well, as always, we as auditors perform procedures on the whole system.
Please don't give me a boilerplate response. Give me an accounting standards point.
The point is that this is not the situation that I should confirm anything with regard to this meeting.
Can you confirm what is the accounting standard applicable to Note 6? Is it does it require disclosure of sensitivity to group non-US dollar balances, regardless of the functional currencies of the subsidiaries? You don't know what the standards are? Well, if you do know what the standards are, please help us here, because we're having a discussion about whether this is a correct reflection of the group's FX risk. I don't think it is. And you've signed off on these accounts saying that they are true and fair. So it's directly relevant to your opinion on this.
I'm still in the position telling you that I gave them all the opinion on the whole set of financial statements, and it is not appropriate for me to pinpoint on particular paragraph, pages, and sections to give any opinion. And I guess this is not a position to discuss accounting.
Under the new code on corporate governance, aren't you required to answer reasonable questions at annual general meetings? I don't think you are right now. I don't think you're answering a reasonable question. Okay, the reasonable question is, does this note really reflect all of the FX risks, given that the company with which you have not disagreed says that 30% of its cash, about 50 or 60 million US dollars, was in RMB, a non-US dollar currency. And not only that, it's normal in these in company accounts to state whether or not there are any restrictions on capital movements in the bank balances. But when I look at Note 22, I don't see any comment on to that effect, that there's an X amount subject to restriction. And that would indicate to me that there are no restrictions on any of the group's bank balances. Is that the case?
Well, in terms of the restriction on remitting cash outside of China, they do have some procedures to conduct to remit cash from mainland into Hong Kong or elsewhere in the world. But those are procedures only.
Is the RMB in mainland banks or is it CNH? Is it in Hong Kong banks?
Is it in mainland
banks?
Yes. Yes, what? Yes, it's in mainland banks.
In China.
And the US dollars is in Hong Kong banks?
In Hong Kong and Hong Kong and China.
在香港以及中国.
What's the distribution of the US dollars between Hong Kong and China?
请问那个分配比率是怎么样？中国跟香港比较重一点。
Mainly Hong Kong, isn't it?
主要是在香港.
I can only say that mainly, I would not say that the amount or percentage mainly in Hong Kong.
So at least 50%, meaning mainly.
I'd
like to ask, except the salary paid by renminbi, are the expenses for manufacturers or materials are paid by renminbi?
Yes.
Yes.
是生金那一部分大呢，还是这个原材料生意来往的接触的人民币的数目还要大？Is the amount for the materials bigger or the materials bigger?
Which one?
材料这方面，这个就多。
Most of all materials.
那么可不可以说从这个观点来看，所以我们需要大约20%-30%的现金这个人民币是一个适当的措施。
It means we need to have like 25%-30% of RMB is a proper procedure.
我了解了大家的意见，我们可以考虑一下在我们的董事会。
Oh, I understand your opinion, and I will refer your opinion to the board.
So, in your opinion, auditor, Ms. Yan Xiaoyan of Deloitte.You don't think it's necessary to include a remark that the RMB is not an internationally convertible currency and can't be readily withdrawn from China?
In
the context of this financial statement, the company believes that there isn't any requirement.
And you agree with that as auditor?And that's because you think that it's...
这并不需要被包含在里面的。
So that would be because this RMB represents accumulated profits which can be withdrawn if necessary. They are distributable. It's distributable capital. It's profits rather than capital. Would that be why you would not require that note?
所以你认为人民币是可以就是
But normally you would require that note. Normally you would require a warning note that the RMB is not convertible. I've seen it in many other Deloitte's audited statements. No, it depends on your opinion. You're the auditor. whether the risks are properly disclosed in the audited financial statements as to non-convertibility. And what would be material in this context then? What percentage would be material? As an auditor, you have to assess materiality. You don't disclose what you think is material? You're reporting to shareholders here. Surely that's a relevant factor.Well, what standards does Deloitte have in its internal audit guidelines for materiality on RMB exposures? Or any currency exposures, if you like? 50% of bank balances, 20%, 10%? At what point do you think it's material? Do you have a materiality threshold? Do I have to write to the HKICPA and ask them because they wouldn't tell you wouldn't tell me?
We do have. I guess you know. I don't understand that in the finding of the
finding of
the materiality threshold things like that. I guess
that
this is auditing is.
Can't be a state secret, can it?
In terms of the amount, in terms of the threshold, in terms of the percentage, I guess it's not something that we can disclose.
Why not?It would increase the transparency of your audit process. We need to understand what you mean when you say material. What you're saying is you don't really know. It's a finger in the air thing. Surely there should be an empirical rule, an empirical benchmark to be regarded as a test to be used. And you might find exceptional reasons not to follow that, but they might.You might have a normal guideline.
Excuse me. You have a normal guideline, but that's what I said. The amount, percentage, and what kind of benchmark, things like that.
Excuse me. This argument is required here?
Yes, because it's about... Yes, because it's about these balances. I'm amazed that Deloitte won't tell me that, isn't there even an industry standard of materiality amongst all auditors?
Well, because in determining materiality, we have to apply a lot of different judgment in determining what is the benchmark, what is the amount, what is the percentage, you can say that.
All right.
That's what I've said.
Okay, well let's move on then. Let me put it this way for the board. The board has decided and the auditors have agreed that there isn't any material constraint on the movement of our bank balances because there's no note to that effect in the accounts. And that it's not materially financial risk in terms of the RMB exposure in Note 6 because that isn't mentioned either. So you don't regard either of those things as material.
所以我先整理一下我的意思是就是觉得董事会决定而且会计会同意就是不需要提供一个实质性的银行账户之间的现金流在状况那他们你们认为就是没有所谓的财务的风险在人民币上面。So
given that, I just wanted to establish the position because I return now to the comments I've made in the previous year and the problem has got even worse. This company is sitting on $119 million of cash in various currencies, and this is far beyond the reasonable requirements of the company. You have proposed dividends which only relate to earnings and not to the balance sheet problem, and even then you're proposing half of the dividends be delayed until September. Sometime in September, a date not yet specified. Now, I'm running out of patience here. I'm not going to wait another year. You need to distribute all of the surplus cash, which I estimate to be $100 million. You can keep $20 million free and clear without borrowings for your working capital to allow for fluctuations, Lunar New Year bonuses, slight delays in receivables or advances in payables. This would return Yorkie to a normal, healthy financial situation rather than the unhealthy obesity that it currently has. And I'm not alone in believing this. I have had detailed conversations with several other shareholders, including the second largest shareholder who is sitting near me in the audience today. Ability Enterprise has 17.5%, I have more than 5%, several other shareholders having collectively more than 5%. And so together we will have enough votes to requisition an extraordinary general meeting to remove the board, with the possible exception of the chief executive if he's willing to work with us, because Mr. Nagai, we don't regard you as part of the problem here. You might be part of the solution if you choose to work with us. But if the board on its own does not take immediate steps to distribute $100 million or approximately 90 cents per share, Hong Kong cents per share, then we will have no choice except to change the board of this company and do it ourselves. We will requisition a meeting, which requires, I believe, a 25% shareholdings combined under Cayman Islands law, and we will put forward a new set of directors to conduct this distribution. We will seek to retain either Mr. Nagai or other persons to operate the business. The parent company of Ability Enterprise has expertise in this area. I'm sure it's quite capable of finding the right people, if necessary, to run the business. And to determine its future. But the key point here is that the cash in this company is currently worth far more than even the market valuation of the shares, and that's a situation that can't be allowed to continue any longer. So I want you as directors and the absent directors to get together after this. Let me just finish. Keep taking notes and then you do a long translation. Do you want me to speak more slowly or are you keeping up?
Okay.
I want you as directors, with the absent directors, to get together as a full board in an emergency meeting after this AGM and consider very carefully what is the best way forward for the company. I think your interests are actually the same as mine and as Ability Enterprise and other shareholders. Your interests are in running this company more efficiently, in distributing the cash that you can then use in your own business, and in continuing to run Yorkshire's core business without the disruption that would, to some extent, occur if there is a change of board. It would avoid a public proxy battle. It would avoid potential litigation, and it would allow a very peaceful resolution, and I could then publicly praise Yorkie and its directors for doing the right thing, for responding to concerns of investors and normalizing the situation. So you have two possible routes. One, do the right thing, get lots of praise, and return the situation to a sensible balance sheet. Or alternatively, do nothing, and we will change the board, and we will do the right thing. These are the two choices. Okay? I hope you will think about that very carefully, and I would expect to see action within the next 30 days, after which I will start procedures to requisition a general meeting if nothing happens. Okay, you need to declare a special dividend within 30 days and pay it within a further 30 days or explain why you cannot do that within that 30-day period. But certainly you've got to declare it. If there's any procedural issues for distributing up from the subsidiaries because you haven't told me where the cash is, you can resolve those, but it must be in a timely fashion. Okay, please translate.
现在目前的上限其实是119个million美金，这对一个家公司来说是不合理的状况。那应该要把这些我们配的股息都只是从赚来的钱配给股息，但我已经没有耐心再继续等下去了。所有的现金就是119个million，应该是全部返还给股东。你们可以保留20个million来作为一般的营运资金所用，然后。不会有损公司的状况。那这不只是我一个人的意见，就包含第二大股东 Ability， 还有其他Ability 就持有了7.5%，那我个人有超过5%，那其他我知道还有几个股东加起来应该也会超过5%。那对我们来说，我们希望能够把整个董事会全部就是换掉，然后可能只留下永井先生，因为永井先生对我们来说还不是一个问题，也有可能是解决问题的一个部分，如果他愿意跟我合作的话。所以呢，我希望你们可以立即把这现金全部派发出去，或者是每股是90%的价值。那因为现在经济账上的现金跟那个 market value 市场的价值是完全不符合的，我希望能够我希望在这次 AGM 之后呢，董事们可以立即展开一个紧急会议，想想怎么样才是对公司最好的方式，因为这对于你们各位董事来说也是对你们的股东来说也是一种利益，可以把这些现金用在你们自己本身的事业上，来避免一些其他公众的压力等等。那现在我提案就是你们有两个路走，一个就是马上做出对的事情，把现金返还给股东，那另外一件事情就是你们什么都不做，那会由我们来推翻整个董事会的成员，然后由我们来推派董事成员。那加 Ability 呢，在相关公司这方面也有专业的知识，所以我相信他们也有能力来做这个经营公司。那另外就是希望在这结束之后的30天内，如果你们都没有进行举动的任何行动的话，我就会开始有所行动。那或者是30天后的再30天，会希望你们能够在那30天内派发特别股息，或者是解释说明说为什么不派发。
OK，
His opinion will be a further discussion within the, among the Tongsu directors. So later on, we will decide who are in the.
董事会会进一步讨论，如果有进一步消息的话，会再报出来。
代表第二大股东江南企业 NMSPC Chair。
我支持 David West 先生的说法。As the second largest investor, 作为第二大股东，自从我们在辞去一席董事之后，金溪国际这公司所揭露与佳能的讯息就仅止于每年度的年报公布。那我们呢，在开会之前看到很多的这个 presentation 提到佳能企业是金溪国际的重要股东、重要合作伙伴。In my point of view, 我不认为目前的状况双方企业存在这样的紧密关系。那从刚刚的讨论，今天是股东会 General Meeting， 重要的董事 Chairman 都不能来参加，那这个董事会所做的决定是股东可以信任的吗？为什么在今天的会议上股东会有这么多意见？股息的分派为什么现在会有股东提出这样的需求？自从募资之后这几年 Yuki 每年在获利，但是这么 rich 的现金握在公司的手上，到底公司要走到哪里去？包含刚刚的 currency risk 这样一个简单的题目，为什么会被提出来？因为公司握有大笔的现金，到底公司要走向哪里？所以我也支持，如果没有明确的一个 solution 出来的话，我们希望要不分派账上现金于股东，让股东自己做安排；要不我们提议改选董事会。
OK， 我回答。
As the second largest investor ability, I'm a chance, and I am supposed to David West's opinion. And in the annual report, after ability is not no longer one of member of the board, and there's the only relationship of ability and Yuki is only disclosure in the annual report. And I think now we don't have close cooperation relationship as before. I think, for example, today is a very important schedule for the general meeting, but our chairman cannot be here. So how can the investor can trust this company, trust this board? And why does the investors have so many questions today from about the dividend distribution? And from IPO every year, Yuki has profit, but the dividend is very little. And such as the little problem as currency risk, but the company cannot even answer. So if there is no clear solution, I suggest either distribute the cash to the shareholders or we will remove the board.
所有的，我认为呢，我认为所有的程序呢，公司都会按照法律的规定去处理的。所以当然呢，各位董事的意见也都是会按照法律的程序去处理。先放这一段评论。
I believe the company will follow the law to process everything, and the board will also process everything.
Okay. So the as you the everybody know the you can make a profit and the continuously the.Make a profit since it's one of the list team. So the Yuki Optical also have been continuously pay to the earn to the shareholder. The payout ratio continuously reached the 100%, sometimes even reached the 150%. For this year, as you know, we maybe reached 300% of the earnings.So, I believe the shareholder, is Yuki, the one investor in Yuki, the reader is one of the main reader. Yuki has the strong payout ratio and have the good the dividend year. The dividend year regarding the Hong Kong, the average the dividend year is only 3.3%.But Yuki dividend yield reached around the 10%.
Ms. Wu,
save
your breath. You said all this last year. It's complete bullshit. Okay? The only reason your yield is so high is because your stock price is so low. You would have a yield of 3.3% if the stock price fairly reflected the value of this company for the same dividends. This is not about the income statement, it's about the balance sheet. And we are beyond that point now. Okay, you can make all of these irrelevant points, but we are now talking about whether or not you're going to do the right thing. In fact, I don't need to talk about it anymore. I've explained two very clear options for you. One, do the right thing, pay out $100 million and distribute it by special dividend, announce it within 30 days. Or option two, wait for us and we will change the board and do it ourselves. Okay, that's all there is to say. It's not for you to sit here and talk about payout ratios, which are completely irrelevant to the fact that the balance sheet is stuffed full of cash.
我想就是希望你可以再继续说下去了，因为你说这些就是像殖利率的部分，就是因为经济的股价太低。那现在，但是我们账上有这么多现金，所以现在就是有两个选择，一个就是你做对的事情，然后30天后就是派发特别股息，就是把账上现金119亿美金派发出去。第二个就是我们会改选择董事会。
The share price depends on the market. It is not the which is not yoki, not yoki, not control.
股价是由市场来决定的，不是经济来决定的。
I don't care. I don't care what you think. The yield is not the issue here. The yield would be if the share price drops 90%, the yield would go up to 100%.
我觉得要不还有一种可能就是公司解释一下这个或者这个跟我们阐述一下未来的这个发展策略吧，这个钱怎么用来做些什么，这个用来这个发展什么新的项目也好或者怎么样，因为我觉得股价虽然说是跟经息没有直接的关系，或者说是由市场相关的，但是如果说要不就是经息能够 告诉我们未来怎么能够在每年获取更多的利润，对吧？能推动股价上涨。要不就是，那还不是把钱返还给股东。就是，所以我想在这个层面上，还是希望这个管理层介绍一下未来公司怎么发展这个。如果有这笔钱，你们也不打算还给股东，怎么发展这个净利或者说为近期创造更多的这个净利或者每股一天是否能从这方面再给其他股东
The company can explain the strategy or plan of project in the future if the company wouldn't like to distribute the cash back to the shareholders. So please, the management team can tell us what will you do in the future.
公司未来的发展，我想在年报上也都有这个载明了哈。那当然呢，大家都知道这个 Yoki 呢，主要是生产这个数码相机的这些零组件。那当然受到这个 smartphone 的影响，那所以说事实上 Yoki 也不断的在寻找新的这个事业的一个发展。但是呢，我想如果未来如果有更明确的话，我想呢再来跟各所有的股东呢来做报告吧。所以是不是我们今天把这个 这个程序呢，把这个先把它走完，然后如果会后呢，我们在这里呢有个什么样的需求，大家再来讨论。当然，刚刚所有的股东讲的这些东西呢，我们都会 follow 的法令的程序来处理。我想呢，这个是就比较能够处理的事情吧，好不好？我们也会讨论大家的意见吧。
The quality development plans we have stated that in our annual report. Yoki is mainly engaged in for the production of parts for DSP, and even though with the effect from the smartphone, Yoki is still continuously exploring for new business opportunities. So for your opinions, we will discuss it with other directors. So now, may we continue our procedures today?
I don't think the questions are finished.
Right.
Anyone? I wanted to ask about.
You have any other questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Quite a lot. Yoki Brazil. It seems like that you've opened up this Brazilian subsidiary for manufacturing, and I'm looking at page 17, note 16, and that you've put in $13 million in this subsidiary really hasn't made a single cent. Now it's only worth about $6 or $7 million. And this has been going on since 2011. What's the current situation for turning this around?
主席说我们先进行完所有的程序，我们在会后会回答你的问题，但我们首先先让我们进行会议的程序。
I haven't got an answer to my question, actually.
Yeah, what is the plan for Yorkie Brazil? How much longer are we going to make losses? You say in the accounts that you're optimistic. In what time frame?
Yes, we heard that the questions. We already told you we will ask your question. Because we asked the resolution.
在会后回答你的问题，因为我们现在很关心。The question is relevant to point one, so I think we should get the answer now rather than. This is point one, yes.
You answer now, you answer later. It's going to take the same time, but you answer now, and we can all hear an answer.
We then answer this question and then move on, and then we have here.
Well, other shareholders might have questions too, but I mean, why don't we actually answer this rather than wasting time and going around in circles like this?
Okay, Brazil, we will send seven injection machines this year, and totally 13 injection machines and two stamping machines there. And we will provide the motorcycle company to parts, and those are the very pockets and future boom.
What exactly
motorcycle parts?
Motorcycle.
进机器到巴西那边，主要是生产的零件是给机车使用的，所以我相信这个在未来都是会有增加的。But can you tell us a little bit more about this motorcycle parts? Because you're an optical company. I noticed that Yamaha got a mention in there. What exactly is this about this Yorkie Brazil subsidiary, if that's the case?
可不可以再告诉我多一点有关这个摩托车的部分的问题？因为主要是在我们机器本来是在做光学部分的。No, the customer, you mentioned Yamaha in there, which is one of customers. But you know, directly Yamaha is not in the case. Yamaha parts supplier will provide the parts. Yamaha,
and this is
Honda, those kind of motorcycle makers, and their suppliers will provide them. So this is a very future, other field from China
also.
So in China, you're making parts for motorbikes?
In the future.
But at the moment,
we will make the relationship between the motorcycle maker Evan in Brazil. So after that, if we have a good relationship with them, after that, we can move the relationship to China.
Okay, so but last year, 90% of the Brazil sales was DSCs. Will that be different this year then?
Yeah, because we're doing the joint venture business of the Pioneer and Yoki. So, you know, business-wise, how can I say it? Main business is, you know, three type of business. One is assembly, one is the SMD, one is the part business. I speak just to part business.
这个部分只是关于零DSC的零部件。摩托车是做零部件，相机是做。
So is the Brazil Pioneer Yorkie Brazil DSC business still growing, or is that now shrinking in order to make room?
DSC-wise, you
say in the your chairman's statement, or your chairman's, not you, but. That the group is confident that there will be a positive operating result. And when you say the group, you mean the board, of course. The board is confident that there will be a positive operating result in the near future. What do you mean by near future? Yes, one year.
Yeah.
You hope.
It's okay. So I want to proceed there.
A moment, please. 可以明确的说明刚刚所提到的生产设备，三台射出机，还有几台的这个冲压机，是所有的投资的生产设备吗？
Can you be more specific to explain the machine? When you mention the stamping machine and the other machine?
因为我认为这个投资跟这个产能的经济规模似乎不太对等。
Because I think the investment is not equal to the capacity and economic scale.
是因为这个原因，所以经济效益只做不出来，没有办法达成获利，客户规模拓展不堪吗？
Is it the reason for because we cannot enhance our economy scale and cannot explore more customers?And get more profit.
Yes.
In Brazil.
As you know, currently Brazil, how can I say, economy, little bit, you know, how can I say, not good.
因为目前巴西经济情况现在没有像以前这么繁荣。
In the future, we will have a 31 molding machine there, and to provide a motorcycle company or other electronics company for their parts. But the cost is a little bit delayed due to Brazil economy.
对啊，会有31台 molding machine 在巴西那边，主要是提供给机器、摩托车制造商等他们的一些零部件的部分。而且它现在目前是有 delay 的状况。
Brazil 是京西国际上市之后最主要的公司，也是资金投资方的最大的。这么多年来一直没有办法做出效益来，这也是股东今天提出这个问题的原因。
Brazil is the most important investor since the IPO, and also Yoki spent the largest investment in here. So for these years, during the past years, Yoki cannot have any profit in Brazil investment. This is why we are asking this question.
我认为董事会应该有职责去告诉我们 Brazil 这个投资到底何时可以开始获利。
I think the board has the responsibility to tell us when can this investment can have return.
All point is within before Olympic. Before Olympic.
我们相信是在奥运之前。
2016年。
Why?
So you, when you say near future, you don't mean 2014, you mean 2015.
2016.
Well, just now you said in the near future could mean 1 year.
Can't be 2 years, but our hope, our target.
这只是我们所期望的。
Our target.
Your target is to.
目标。
Sorry, you just now you said 1 year. You.
因为你刚刚说。
That's not 1 year.
一年，并没有写在里面。
When you've just given two different answers, I asked you, does the near future mean 1 year? And you said yes. So you said yes, 1 year, and now you're saying 2016.
你刚刚给了两个答案，我刚刚问的时候你说一年，然后刚刚那个陈先生问的时候你说2016年。我说的只是是希望的情况。
So not 2014.
所以不是2014。
No.
And maybe 2015.
你有可能2015吗
？1 year from now.
No hope.
I hope. We
hope
is
that.
Right.
If there are no further questions.
No further questions. Right. A bit rush. I wanted to also ask. Notice that Asia Optical, they're partnering with JK Imaging. How much of the production are you guys doing with your key with regard to that?
我发现那个好像有那个亚光还有 JK Image， 请问优酷做了多少？
Is there any segment of that market that you're actually targeting or actually in production for?
I'm giving him a chance.
请问有任何的产品是生产品
？Except for DSC。
Yes, yes. Yeah, because JK Imaging with Asia Optical bought up their rights for what was that. And they've recently been manufacturing digital cameras again. Now, I was just wondering, with your key, how much of the production are you guys getting out of that?
Just, 亚光跟 JK Imaging 有做那个柯达的相机，请问精细是占中间面积多少？
Yeah, currently we will develop the other field, such as the performance surveillance cameras.
Yeah.
More you know, the other area, which is the office supplier.
In terms of surveillance, are you talking about the SP1?
Surveillance camera.
As in, okay, so you're moving away from...the normal consumer cameras and you're
we need to try the other field.
So you're expanding into that field.
Okay. Now I'd like to invite the shareholder to move the motion to accept and pass the audited consolidated financial statement ended the 31st September 2017.
The second resolution of this meeting is to approve the final dividend ended 31st December 2013. The board of the company suggests to distribute a final dividend of Hong Kong dollar 0.025 for every share, which equals to Hong Kong dollar 20,694,000 in total.
The final dividend will be paid approximately in July 2014. We will make further announcements about the timing of the close of register of members.
本届股东周年大会所需处理的第二项议案是批准截至2013年12月31日止年度的末期股息。本公司股东会建议就截至2013年12月31日止年度派发每股 0.02 港元的末期股息，共和台币涨币约2,694,000元，而有关末期股息预计于2014年7月完成派付，将于适当时候就暂停办理股东登记之时间另外作出公布。请问各位股东对派发末期股息有没有任何问题？
Shareholders may refer to resolution number 2 on page 18 of the notice printed in both English and Chinese. That is, the directors declare a final dividend of Hong Kong dollar 0.0254 for the total of Hong Kong dollar 20,694,000 in respect of the year ended 31st December 2013. Does anyone have any questions?
各位股东可参阅股东会通函第18页第二项宣派末期股息，分别有中英文字对照。董事会建议就截至2013年至年度派发每股 0.025 港元的末期股息，合共台币2,694,000元，谢谢。
If there are no further questions, I would like to invite shareholder to move the motion to pass the proposed final dividend ended the 31st December 2013.
既然没有问题，本人现在请一位股东动议通过截至2013年12月31日止年度末期股息。我是 Fortune Land， 我动议。
Thank you. Anyone to second the motion?
请一位股东合议。
Sorry, what's your name? I didn't catch the name. Great Angel.
我是 Great Angel， 我合议。
Thanks. We'll proceed to the next resolution.
谢谢，请司仪宣读下议案。
The third resolution of this meeting is to approve the special dividend ended 31st December 2013. The board of the company suggests to distribute a special dividend of Hong Kong dollar 0.025 for every share, which equals to Hong Kong dollar 20,694,000 in total. The special dividend will be paid approximately in the September 2014. We will make further announcement about the timing of the close of register of members.
本届股东大会所需处理的第三项议案是批准截至2013年12月31日止年度的特别股息。本公司股东会建议就截至2013年12月31日止年度派发每股 0.025 港元的特别股息，合共港币约2,694,000元，而有关特别股息预计于2014年9月完成派付，将于适当时候就停止办理股东登记之时间另外作出公布。
Does anyone have any questions about the special dividend?
请问股东对派发特别股息有没有任何问题？
Shareholders may refer to resolution number 3 on page 18 of notice printed in both English and Chinese. That is, the director declare a special dividend of Hong Kong dollar 0.025 for the total of Hong Kong dollar 20,694,000 in respect of the year ended 31st December 2013. Thanks. Does anyone have any questions?
各位股东可参阅股东会通函第十八页第三项宣派特别股息，分别有中英文之对照。股东会建议就截至2013年止年度派发每股 0.025 港元的特别股息，合共港币2,694,000元，谢谢。
I was just wondering why there hasn't been a date set yet for the payment of the dividends and why it's so far in the future, like you mentioned sometime in September.
我想要了解为什么上面没有记载清楚明确的日期，而且是好像日期也比较晚一点。
According to past, this is normal practice that we distribute dividends at the period of time. Which is quite different from the other companies, but that's how we
So it's your abnormal practice then? If it's different from most companies. Why?
Still, you have that dividends received in the year.
Would you like to be paid sometime in September? About
can we defer your salary? Yeah.
I mean, why don't we defer the salary of the whole board if that was the case? It's an unspecified period.
I mean, it doesn't matter because by then either you or the new board will have paid out the special dividend and we probably just cancel the we'll cancel the 2.5 cents and pay 90 cents instead. But the point is, if you remain as directors, why are you deferring the dividends repeatedly? The regular earnings dividends rather than the special distribution I'm talking about.
Well, take an example. For some company, if you receive a dividend in May, then you have to wait 365 days to receive another final dividend, right? Same as us. You know, you receive our dividends in September next year, the same time, 365 days, the same. So it's just a matter of, you know, which month you receive the dividends.
Well, it just, I mean...
派发特别补息，所以我们是九月派发，而其他公司有些是一年后的派发。
I think my fellow shareholders' point is that it just looks rather pathetic to be declaring trivial dividends and then then announcing them for pay, they won't be paid until 6 months later. 9 months after the year end.
That point, again, we heard the comments.
But as I say, this won't be an issue in practice. By September, either you or the new board will have already paid out the 90 cents, so we won't be talking about it.
Thank you for your comments. If there are no further questions?
Yes.
我再强调一次啊，就说从刚刚的股东会的开始进展到现在，我们对公司的前景并看不清楚。Even 最重要的投资 Brazil 要到2016年才有可能获利 So the board hope、那我们已经股东呢已经等于是把 cash 放在 Yoki 然后等候 Yoki 每一年依照获利去做分派再强调一次我希望董事会能够明确的就保留盈余资本公积分派给股东做个明确讨论如果没有办法很清楚的说明公司何时能够有所转机的
Let me stress on this again. From the start to now, we are not clear about the company's future. And when you talking about the Brazil, is that the company hope there will be profit in 2016. So we think Yoki can.Distribute the surplus back to the shareholders.
Thank you for your comment.
I
would like to invite the shareholder to move the motion to pass the proposal special dividend ended the 31st December 2030.
本人现在请一位股东动议通过截至2013年12月31日止年度的特别股息。我是 Fortune Land, 我动议。
Thank you. Anyone to second the motion?
谢谢，请一位股东合议。我是 Green Angel， 我合议。
Thanks. We will proceed to the next resolution.
The fourth resolution of this meeting is to re-elect directors and to authorize the board of the company to fix the directors' remuneration according to the company's article of association and appointment letters to non-executive directors and independent non-executive directors. All directors.Should retire at this annual general meeting. The above mentioned directors are all qualified to be re-elected as directors.
本届股东周年大会所处理的第一事项就是重选股东，并授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。根据本公司的公司章程细则及非执行董事和独立非执行董事各自的委任函，全体董事需于本股东周年大会上告退。上述股东们全部符合所需资格，已经表示愿意被重选为董事。
Now I would like to pass the resolution of electing seven directors individually. Does anyone have any question?
现在本人会就重选七位董事提出个别议决，请问各位股东有没有问题
shareholders may refer to resolution number 4 on page 18 of the notice printed in both English and Chinese. That is, to consider the election of the retiring directors and to authorize the board of directors of the company to fix their remuneration. Shareholders may also refer to the appendix 2 of the circular where details of directors proposed to be re-elected are stated. Does anyone have any questions?
Yes.
各位股东可参阅股东会通函第十八页第四项，考虑重选董事，并授权本公司董事会拟定及酬金，分别有中英文字对照。而本通函附录二有建议于股东周年大会重选董事的详细资料，请各位股东参阅，谢谢。
如果董事也不参加 General Meeting， 从2013年的出席记录，刚才在年报也都看得出来，我们怎么能够 trust 这些原有的董事再续任，可以 well execute the board and the operation？
If the director cannot present in the General Meeting, how can we trust the board and to execute this?
Thank you for your question.
谢谢你的意见。
A sub-resolution number 1 to this resolution is to elect Mr. Lai Yizhen as an executive director of the company and authorize the board of directors of the company to fix his remuneration.
而本项议案的第一项子案，也就是重新委任赖以仁先生为本公司的执行董事，及授权本公司董事会拟定其酬金。
Does anyone have any questions?
有人有任何问题吗
？Yes. I will cover all of section 4 in one go. I'm going to vote against the re-election of all of the directors except Mr. Nagai, who has a chance to show in the future that he could work with us to resolve the balance sheet problem. That includes the independent directors, and I just want to be very clear that if after 30 days you have not acted on the distribution,the proposal will be to remove all of the directors, including the independent directors, who I don't believe have acted in an independent fashion in this matter. You have sat by and let the problem fester. So you will not be spared in that. The proposal will be to remove all of you and insert a new board. I hope that in the next 30 days, the independent directors can discuss this with the executive and non-executive directors andbring the situation to a sensible and peaceful solution rather than have to go into a public proxy battle. In which case, I would, if you do resolve this and pay out the $100 million or 90 cents per share approximately, then I will be very happy to support your re-election next year. Thank you.
这一次我会一次把全部说完。我投票反对所有的董事继续续任，除了永井之外，因为我相信永井可以跟我们合作来解决balance的问题。那这推改选的我反对也包含独立董事。那希望在接下来30天内能够把所有账上$119 million的现金派发给股东。那希望独立董事能够跟执行董事或跟还有非执行董事一起讨论，达到一个比较和平解决这个的问题的方式，而不要诉诸于让大家来做这个决定。如果大家同意在三十天内会有派发的话，我就会支持明年各位董事的继续续任。
Thank you for your opinion.
谢谢你的意见。
If there are no further questions.I would like to invite the shareholder to re-elect Mr. Lai Yizhen as an executive director of the company and authorize the board to fix his remuneration.
既然没有其他问题，本人现在请一位股东动议重新委任赖以仁先生为本公司的执行董事，其授权本公司董事会拟定其酬金。我是傅顺仁，我同意。
Thank you. Anyone to second the motion?
谢谢，请一位股东合议。我是 Grand Angel， 我合议。
Thanks. We will proceed to the next resolution.
谢谢，我们请司仪宣读下来。
A sub-resolution number 2 to this resolution is to re-elect Mr. Nagai Michio as an executive director of the company and authorize the board of directors of the company to fix his remuneration.
本项议案的第二项子案，也就是重新委任永井三之富先生为本公司的执行董事，且授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。
Does anyone have any questions?
请问各位股东有没有任何问题
？If there are no further questions, I would like to invite the shareholder to move to re-elect me, Michio Nagai, to be an executive director of the company and authorize the board to fix the remuneration.
既然没有问题，不然现在请一位股东动议重新委任本人永井三之富为本公司的执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。我是柏泉冷，我动议。
Thank you. Anyone to move the motion?
谢谢，请一位股东合议。
And that was Paul Chen.
我是 Green Angel， 我合议。
Thanks. So, we will see the next resolution.
谢谢，请继续宣读下一次案。
Resolution number 3 to this resolution is to reappoint Mr. Liao Guoming as a non-executive director of the company and authorize the board of directors of the company to fix his remuneration.
本项议案的第三项子案重新委任廖国明先生为本公司的非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。
If there are no further questions,
请问各位股东有任何问题吗？
I'd like to invite the shareholder to move to re-elect Mr. Liao Guomin as a non-executive director of the company and authorize the board to take the remuneration.
既然我本人现在请一位股东动议重新委任廖国明先生为本公司非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。我是 Fortunate， 我动议。
Thank you. Anyone to second the motion?
谢谢，请一位股东合议。
Yeah,
it's not as big as it should be. 我是 Green Angel， 我合议。
Thanks. We will proceed to the next resolution.
谢谢，请自己宣读下一个案。
Resolution number 4 to this resolution is to re-elect as a non-executive director of the company and authorize the board of directors of the company to fix his remuneration.
So what's the other one?
本项议案的第四项子案重新委任吴淑萍女士为本公司的非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。
Does anyone have any questions?
有股东有任何问题吗？
If there are your holdings are inside.
No further questions, I would like to invite the shareholder to move to re-elect Mr. Wu Shuping as a non-executive director of the company and authorize the board to fix
既然没有其他问题，本人现在请一位股东合议重新委任吴淑萍女士为本公司非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。我是 Fortunate， 我动议。
Thank you. Anyone to second the motion?
谢谢，请一位股东合议。
Thank
you. 我是 Green Angel， 我合议。
Thanks. We will proceed to the next resolution.
Resolution number 5 to this resolution is to reappoint Mr. Zhang Xiangtai as an independent non-executive director of the company and authorize the board of the directors of the company to fix his remuneration.
本项议案的第五项子案，也就是重新委任江向台先生为本公司的独立非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。
Does anyone have any questions?
请问各位股东有没有任何问题？
哎，如不是江宁，如刚才所说，我已经有见过所有的 board member。那 Mr. 江向才，如果他也担任薪酬委员会，我希望他能够找时间好好解释薪酬委员会以及 Fortune Land 的运作机制到底是什么。不需要在这个场合回答，可以在后面再回答。
I on behalf of ability, I against all the board re-election. And Mr. Zhang Xiangtai is also the member of remuneration committee, and I hope Mr. Zhang can have a chance to explain the remuneration the operation procedure about the committee and about the Fortune Land. You can answer me later. Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions?
请问各位股东有没有任何问题？
If there are no further questions, I would like to invite the shareholder to move to re-elect Mr. Jen Shang Tsai as an independent non-executive director of the company and authorize the board to fix his remuneration.
如果没有其他问题，本人现在请一位股东动议重新委任张向才先生为本公司的独立非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。我是 Fortune Land， 我动议。
Thank you. Anyone to second the motion?
谢谢，请一位股东合议。
This is Green Angel. I second.
我是 Green Angel， 我合议。
Thanks. We will proceed to the next resolution.
谢谢，请司仪宣读下一次案。
A sub-resolution number 6 to this resolution is to re-elect Ms. Zhou Zhiming as an independent non-executive director of the company and authorize the board of the directors of the company to fix its remunerations.
本项议案的第六项子案重新委任周志明先生为本公司的独立非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。
Does anyone have any questions?
请问各位股东有没有任何问题？
Again， 一开始就提到，如果董事都不能参加 general meeting， 在酬金的制定上，请考虑清楚。
Again， if the director cannot present the meeting， please be carefully consider the his remuneration.
Okay， thank you.
谢谢你的意见。
Does anyone have any questions？
请问各位股东，有没有其他问题？
If there are no questions, I would like to invite the shareholder to move to re-elect Mr. Chen Zhu-Ming as an independent non-executive director of the company and authorize the board to fix his remuneration.
既然没有问题，本人现在请一位股东动议重新委任周志明先生为本公司的独立非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会拟定其酬金。我是 Fortune Land， 我动议。
Thank you. Anyone to second the motion?
谢谢，请一位股东合议。
This is Green Angel. I second.
我是 Green Angel， 我合议。
Thanks. We will proceed to the next resolution.
谢谢，请司仪宣读下一子案。
Sub-resolution number 7 to this resolution is to re-elect Mr. Wang Yiqi as an independent non-executive director of the company and authorize the board of directors of the company to fix his remunerations.
本项议案第七项子案重新委任王一奇先生为本公司的独立非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会拟定其酬金。
Does anyone have any questions?
请问各位股东有没有任何问题？
If there are no further questions, I would like to invite the shareholder to move to re-elect Mr. Wang Yiqi as an independent non-executive director of the company and authorize the board to fix his remuneration.
既然没有其他问题，本人现在请一位股东动议重新委任王义奇先生为本公司的独立非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会拟定其酬金。
Thank you. Anyone to second the motion?
谢谢，请一位股东合议。
我是
Green Angel， 我合议。
Thanks. We will proceed to the next resolution.
谢谢，请司仪宣读下一议案。
The fifth resolution of the meeting is to reappoint the auditors of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu as the company's auditors and authorize the companies to fix their remuneration.
本届股东周年大会所需处理的第五件事是续聘德勤官煌成方会计师行为合数师及授权本公司董事会拟定其酬金。
Does anyone have any questions?
请问各位股东对这项决议有任何问题？
Shareholders may refer to resolution number 5 on page 18 of the notice printed in both English and Chinese, that is to consider the appointment of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu as auditor and to authorize the board to fix their remuneration. Thanks. Does anyone have any questions?
各位股东可参阅股东会通函第18页第5项，得请光华股方会计支行为何数师及授权本公司董事会理定其酬金，分别有中英文之对照，谢谢。
If there are no further questions, I would like to invite the shareholder to move to reappoint the auditors of Deloitte Touche Tohmann as the company's auditors and authorize the board to fix their remuneration.
既然没有其他问题，本人现在请一位股东动议通过预聘得行高黄平方会计师行为何数师及授权本公司董事会理定其酬金。
Deal with additional shares of the company. If this resolution is passed, the board will be authorized to issue a lot and deal with additional shares not exceeding 5% of the initial share capital.
本届股东周年大会所需处理的第六件事是授予董事会配发及发行额外股份的一般授权。本决议案如果通过，获得通过。董事会将有权配发发行及组织不超过本公司已发行股份20%的额外股份。
Does anyone have any question about this resolution?
请问各位股东对这项决议案有任何问题？
Shareholders may refer to resolution number 6A to E on page 18 to 20 of the notice printed in both English and Chinese.That is to grant a general mandate to the directors to issue a lot and deal with additional shares of the company. Thanks.
Chairman.
各位股东可参阅股东会通函第18-20页第6项之 A 到 E 授予董事会配发及发行额外股份的一般授权事项，分别有中英文之对照，谢谢。
Chairman, I think it almost goes without saying that the last thing you should be doing is issuing new shares in this company when the share price is less than its net cash. Now, of course, I'm voting against resolutions number 6 and 8, and I hope my fellow shareholders will do so as well. Against numbers 6 and 8.
终于来到这，我建议公司应该发行新的股份，因为现在我们的跟账上现金完全没有同等的水准。我投票反对第6项跟第8项议案，希望其他股东也能一样。
谢
谢你的意见。
If there are no further questions, I would like to invite the shareholder to move to pass the 6th resolution as an ordinary resolution. Unless anyone against it, I propose that this resolution has been read.
既然没有其他问题，本人现在请一位股东动议通过第6项议案所载的决议案为普通决议案，除非有人反对，否则我建议将该决议案当成已被宣读。我是郭春任，我动议。
Thank you. Anyone to second the motion?
谢谢，请一位股东合议。我是 Green Angel， 我合议。
Thanks. We will proceed to the next resolution.
Chairman, might I, since this is a meeting of shareholders, might I ask my fellow shareholder Fortune Lands why you think it's in the interests of employees and their trust to issue new shares under this mandate at a discount to the net cash in the company? Surely that would dilute the interests of the Fortune Lands employees.
既然这是股东会，我想要询问我的股东朋友黄春磊，请问你们为什么会想要同意支持这个议案？这是一个关于员工信托的部分。
Does Fortune Lands wish to reply, Ms. Chen Wanlin? No, she's shaking her head, so I don't think she wants to reply. Okay.
Thanks. We will proceed to the next resolution.
The seventh resolution of this meeting is to grant a general mandate to the board to repurchase shares of the company. If this resolution is passed, the board will be authorized to repurchase the shares not exceeding 10% of the company's issued shares in accordance with applicable laws and listing rules of Hong Kong Exchange.
本届股东周年大会所需处理的第七件事是授予股东会为回转公司已发行股份的一般授权。本决议案如果获得通过，董事会会将有权按照所适用的法律及香港联交所上市规则，购回不超过本公司已发行的10%的股份。
Does anyone have any questions about this resolution?
请问各位股东对这项决议案有没有任何问题？
Shareholders may refer to resolution number 7A2B on page 20 to 21 of the notice printed in both English and Chinese. That is to grant a general mandate to the directors to repurchase shares of the company. You may also refer to Appendix 1 to the circular where the explanatory statement of the repurchase mandate is stated. Thanks.
各位股东可参阅股东会通函第20-21页第七项之 A 到 D， 授予董事会购回本公司已发行股份的一般授权，同时亦可参阅附录一购回授权的说明函件，分别有中英文之对照，谢谢。
I would just, Chairman, state for the record that any issuance of shares under this mandate, if it is granted, given the financial situation of the company.And its massive amounts of cash. Any issuance under this mandate would be regarded by many shareholders and probably courts as a breach of fiduciary duties, so don't even think about using it.
有关于这项议案的相关任何议案都有可能，因为是牵涉到很大笔的金额，这都可能违反相关的法令，所以请各位董事不要想要使用这个动用这笔钱。
Thank you for your comment.
谢谢你的意见。
If there are no further questions, I would like to invite the shareholder to move to pass the seventh resolution as an ordinary resolution. Unless anyone against it, I propose that this resolution has been read.
既然没有其他问题，本人现在请一位股东动议通过第七项议案所载的决议案为普通决议案，除非有人反对，否则我建议将该决议案当成一备宣读。我是投权人，我动议。
Thank you. Anyone to second the motion?
谢谢，请一位股东合议。我是 Granger， 我合议。
Thanks. We will proceed to the next resolution.
谢谢，请自己选择下一个案。
Proceed to the eighth resolution. If this resolution is passed, it will suspend the general mandate granted to the directors to award and issue shares of the company. That is to extend the limit of 20% to include the aggregate nominal amount of the company's shares that are repurchased by the company based on the authorization granted in number 7 resolution. However, the amount should not exceed 10% of the aggregate nominal amount of the company's issued shares on the date this resolution is passed.
现在开始处理本大会通告的第八项所载的股东决议案。本决议案如获得通过，将会扩大股东会较早时批准给予董事会的一般配发及发行股份授权，即把该项授权规定的20%上限之范围扩大至包含根据第七项决议案的授权而购回的本公司股份之面值。总额为增加的数额不得超过本决议案通过当日本公司已发行股本之面额总额的10%。
Does anyone have any questions about this resolution?
请问各位股东对这项决议案有没有任何问题？
Shareholders may refer to resolution number 8 on page 21 of the notice printed in both English and Chinese. That is to extend the general mandate granted to the directors to issue shares of the company. Thanks.
各位股东可参阅股东会通函第21页第八项扩大股东会较早时批准给予董事会的一般配发及发行股份授权，分别有中英文之对照，谢谢。
If there are no further questions, I would like to invite the shareholder to move to pass the 8th resolution as an ordinary resolution. Unless anyone against it, I propose that this resolution has been read.
既然没有其他问题，本人现在就请一位股东动议通过第八项议案所载的决议案为普通决议案，除非有人反对，否则我建议将该决议案当成已被宣读。我是 Fortunate， 我动议。
Thank you. Anyone to a second the motion?
谢谢，请一位股东合议。我是 Green Angel 老合议。
Given no further questions, please vote on the resolution by completing the voting form.
Is Great Angel on this list?
No.
No. She's not on this list?
HKS is on the name.
Great Angel keeps saying that she's here.
And HKS is on the list.
So, yeah.
I don't know who.
So, there's no Great Angel there?
No. It's playing with the traditional woman, not the...
Well, then she can't keep an option to represent her, she's either HKC's nominees or his representative.
She is representative, but she's not the beneficial owner, not HKC. The shares...
Right, she keeps saying, I, Great Angel, but there's no Great Angel in the representative list, too. It's just people.
Yeah.
So she should be saying what her name is.
I don't know. Excuse me, Chairman, point of order. There is no attendee at this meeting called Great Angel. I've just checked the attendance list. This person, Great Angel, keeps proposing or seconding resolutions. This is not a valid seconding or proposing of resolutions. No person here is called Great Angel. So this is a possible problem with the validity of these resolutions. If you
because the proposing shareholder, those shares is registered in the name of HKSEC nominees.
Yes.
So they
the person representing HKSEC nominees should be the person named in these motions. If I was doing it, it would be David Michael Webb. Even though I represent both me and my company, I would not sit here and say I'm a company. So who is the person that's been seconding or proposing these motions? It can't be somebody called Great Angel. Can you please give a human name that is registered to attend the meeting?
This may be the preference of the...
Well, you can't choose your name. You're not entitled to choose your name. You are signed in as a name. Okay. I can't say I'm Elvis Presley and I propose the resolution. I have to say, if I wish to propose a resolution, I am David Michael Webb because I'm the person who's signed in. So would the person who signed in please give her name? Would the person who signed in please give her name? That should be recorded as the person proposing these resolutions.
Okay.
Is that the legal interpretation? I can't just choose a name when I propose a resolution.
Just her preference.
No, it's not a preference. Nobody has the right to choose a name. The name they sign in is the name they're attending as.
I think no restriction on this to require the
So could you please, Great Angel, as you've been calling yourself, who in fact have you signed in as on the register today? Just give us a name.
Well, I think Tricor has explained, and also you, please tell us whether this is valid. It's valid.
Who?
And this is between shareholders and... we are not discussing the shareholders.
But you can't, you can't impersonate somebody.
The representative of Seekers of HKS's nominees can propose the resolution or a second resolution.
Yes, and that person, that person must give their name. All I'm asking is that the person who represents HKSCC nominees gives his or her name. Okay? I can't choose my own different name to the one I've signed in with. I can't say I represent Chung Kong Holdings, for example. That would clearly be impersonation. You can't allow people to just impersonate others. They can only represent the person they are here. Yeah?
Maybe.
Or
the company may consider to record the proposal or second the name in the
minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so please proposal.
Without, the ultimate beneficial.
So would the proposer or seconder please give her name? You can't record it. You don't know. So it's ridiculous. Yes, it's a point of law. Ask your lawyer. It's not a registrar's question. As a matter of company law, when a person as proxy or corporate representative attends a meeting, they can only nominate as that person. If they're representing a registered shareholder, in this case Fortune Lands, yes, because she's representing Fortune Lands and her name is on the list. She'll still give her actual name, which is Cheng Wan Lin, on behalf of.
No, I'm not sure whether your question is firstly whether the lady can attend this shareholders meeting as some type of shareholder or the shareholder representative. I think is it the question one. So you want to establish the identity first, and then secondly, you want the lady to express the state. Her name and whether she's representing Brick Angel? I'm not sure whether that's the one.
Well, she's representing HKSCC Nominees Limited. That's the registered shareholder.
So am I, by the way.
Let me
finish by I want to double check with Trico to see whether when she signed in, you
the
are satisfied
lady
with
is
her.
Authorized representative of HKSCC Nominees.
Yes, I accept that point. I'm not even questioning that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that. She must, when proposing or seconding a resolution, give her name, and not some chosen name of a company that isn't even on the list.
So it depends on the authorization from. I'm not sure whether it's Hong Kong SEC.
They don't
so
disclose.
So there's a proxy authorization form, and in that form, I think the Hong Kong SEC need to say it authorized somebody. To represent itself in respect of a certain number of shares.
That's right.
Yeah, and then I think
it's a person. It's not a company. It's a person.
I think it's prudent practice for the lady to state the name.
Yes.
Representing Hong Kong SEC.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So please, would the lady state her name?
Okay.
Or withdraw her. Or either that, or she can withdraw her proposing and seconding all the resolutions.
Oh, so it's up to the lady to confirm whether she wants to state the name, because I think actually it's reflected, should be reflected in that proxy form or authorization.
There are many people representing HKSCC nominees. I am. He is. I am. Three of us are. Okay, so we need to be clear who it is.
Sorry, we couldn't hear that.
Homie. So, Trevor, will that confirm to be the name stated in that proxy form?
Yeah. So, I didn't catch the name. Ho. How will you spell it in English?
Ho Man Yi.
Ho Man Yi. Thank you very much, Ms. Ho. Okay.
You know further question? And I sign.
Thanks.
I believe that all the shareholders have completed the voting form now.